We're continuing with discussion on chapter 30 of the 10th canto of the Gopis, Search for Krishna, Rasa Krita Krishna Veshana. And we've just completed the whole section of 13 verses where the Gopis are inquiring from all types of forest creatures and plants, where is Krishna? And then we made a comment yesterday about humility and prema and attitude. You may recall, when I was speaking that the gopis are showing the greatest humility because they're appreciating how every devotee is better than they are. That was the point I made. They weren't thinking, we're the gopis, we're big. They thought, oh, the Tulsi's bigger, she's better. And the trees, and even the arca plant, which is poisonous, is better than we are. So then in that same context, that was an example from 5,000 years ago, the attitude of the gopis as being ideal devotees, as being role models for all of us. And we can derive a lot of benefit for our own sadhana and our own consciousness and attitude by deeply hearing and meditating about the gopis and what they're representing and what they're experiencing, what they're feeling and what they're going through. In their search for Krishna, and in their association with Krishna. So in that context, I gave an example here. Look, here's an example of a devotee, not from 5,000 years ago like the gopis, but a devotee in Gopi Bhav of 200 years ago, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. And I said that he was explaining his name. He said, and I am Vishwanath. So then I actually found the reference after a very long chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dasama Skanda, at the end of his commentary, Sarta Darshini commentary on the Shuti Stuti, which is the Sanskrit name for chapter 86 of the 10th canto, which is called Prayers by the Personified Vedas in English. And then I thought I would just read his explanation because it's very touching, because he is our guru, he's our Shiksha guru for everyone in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And he's so rustic and so appreciated, not only by Gaudiyas, but by acharyas and gurus of other sampradayas like the Embark and others. They read his works like Prem Samput and what to speak of Chamatkara Chandrika, very humorous and very wonderful, just wonderful writing and wonderful insight. Wonderful. So he says like this, this is at the end. And by the way, this particular chapter of the 10th canto has the longest tikas, the most pages of commentary by Vishwanath of any other chapters in the 10th canto, at least. And there's something like, how many? There's 49 verses. Excuse me, there's 50 verses in this chapter. 50 Sanskrit verses in chapter 86 of the 10th canto. And Vishwanath Chakravarti has 45 pages of commentary and a 7 by 10 size book, quite a big book, small print. And so after concluding those amazing commentaries, very, very many teachings there on sadhana and tattva for the devotees and all different subjects he's talking about there, you can see about the jiva and about susupti and meditation. Many topics are there. So this is, after finishing this, he says, he concludes his tika by saying, I, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, take this opportunity to offer this humble prayer. He says, Hey Bhakta Dwaraya Yayam Kant, Chanchad, Valadi Roti Momanak, Prasadam Lavatam Yasmad, Vishishta Shwena Natati. Vishishta Shwena Natati. Vishwanath. So he says, oh devotees, hey Bhakta Dwarayaham Chanchad. Valadi Vroti Vo Manak Prasadam. This person, me, Vishnu Chakravarti, with an unsteady, dull mind, is offering praises at your door. You should let him have a little mercy. Valadi Roti Vo Manak Prasadam Lavatam Yasmad. You should let him have a little mercy since he is expert and quickly does the soliciting. That's the outer meaning of the verse that he spoke as a concluding prayer. He said, oh devotees, I'm very unsteady, I'm very chanchal. He says, chanchad, dwara, hey bhakta dwara, chanchad. He said, I'm very chanchal, but I won't stay long, but I'm just begging for a little prasadam. Prasadam labhate, labhatam. I would like to gain or receive some mercy. Let me have a little mercy since I'm quickly coming here. So now he gives an explanation of his own verse and his own translation. As is the standard many places you see in Hari Bhakti Vilas and Brihad Bhagavatamritam by Sri Sanatana Goswami Pad, he writes a verse, then he gives a commentary on his own verse. Or on the, like this. So he says, in this verse, there's the phrase chanchad valadi. The word chanchad valadi in Sanskrit can also mean wagging tail. T-A-I-L. Like a dog's tail. They wag their tail when they're happy. The whole body shakes and the tail's going back and forth when you're about to give them some burfi or something. Or para, they really like para. They jump and catch it in the air. So this means, chanchad valadi also means wagging tail, since valadi means tail, according to the Amarkosh dictionary. Thus this poor creature, this dog, is standing at your doorway. Hey bhakta dwara. This poor creature is standing at your door, wagging his tail. He's wagging his tail and barking. Please let him have a little prasadam so that he may become exceptional among dogs and get the best of masters as his owner. Vishishta Shwena Natati. Then he goes on. This is humility. This is Dainyabhav. This is Trinada Pisunichena. Vishnath continues, Embedded in the last line of my verse, Sanskrit, is the word Vishwanath. The word Vish, as in Vishishta, means, or Vishesh, or Vishishta, means exceptional. Shwa Eva, or Shwena, means like a dog. Shwa. Let's say, Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmani Gavi Ashtani Shuni Chaiva Shopake Cha Pandita Samadarshana, Chapter 5 of Gita, verse 18. So Shwa means dog. Paramatma is in the dog. So embedded in the last line of the verse above is the word Vishwanath. The word Vish means Vishishta or exceptional, and Shwa means dog. And the last word, Nath, or Natati, means having a master. Therefore, my name, Vishwanath, means an exceptional dog having a master. Or the meaning of Vishwanath can be one who begs in a special way. Or it can mean, this is the method of achieving the association of the Lord of the universe, Vishwanath. Thus, Vishwanath concludes his commentary on the prayers by the personified Vedas. Vishnath Chakravarti Ki Jai. So I like this last meaning of the phrase. He says, this is the method of achieving the association of Vishwanath, Vishwarup, the Nath, the Lord of the universe. And what is the method? To be humble, to think of yourself just like a lowly dog, and to stand at the door, the Vaikuntha Dwara, or the temple Dwara, Mandir Dwara, or the Guru Dwara, stand at the door of the Guru, or stand at the door of Thakurji, or stand at the gates of Vaikuntha, wagging your tail and begging in an exceptional way. Please, little bit of mercy, please. I'm begging you for a little mercy. Because again, that's everything, mercy. And then I also mentioned, and when he concludes the 10th canto, Vishnu Chakravarti, he gives a very revealing and special insight into a world which is at the fingertips, or let's say a world which is accessible to all of us, and many devotees here and there, and here and there, they often complain, "Oh, I'm here, I'm there. I don't have good association, and I wish I could associate with very advanced or good devotees to learn or to just relish and to be Krishna conscious with." But I don't have anyone. So then Vishnu Chakravarti says, Vishnu Chakravarti, when he concludes the 10th canto, it's very, when we saw this years ago, we were quite amazed that he opened up a whole new conception for me. Satam Sangato Ridhi Me. Just listen, because 10th canto Sarta Darshini by Vishwanath is extremely amazing and educational and inspirational and entertaining also. His commentaries are very funny in many cases, talking about the coward boys and how they play. And one coward boy steals a lunch tiffin of another coward boy. And he runs to a big tree, and that tree is surrounded by sticker bushes. And he takes his coward boyfriend's tiffin and he throws it in the middle of the sticker bushes. And so the other coward boy chases him, "Come back with my lunch, I'm starving." And then he sits there and he goes, I can't, if I reach in there, I'll get all scratched anything. So he has to get some stick, and that's the whole thing. And then when he gets his lunch tiffin, then he gets pretty angry and goes and beats up that other guy. All these things, very funny passages are there. So it's quite an entertainment, what to speak of the educational benefits. So this is significant. He concludes this by saying, this is his commentaries on verse 50 of chapter, last verse 50 of the 10th canto, chapter 90, he concludes his words here by saying, Naivattamo tradadio dashane sharata darshanyam sangata esha skando pi asto satam sangato ridime. Satam, like we have a verse in the 3rd canto, Satam prasangam mamavirya sambhato. This is Satam sangato. Satam means the satjanas, those people, those persons, ladies and gentlemen, that are living in the eternal reality, that are living in the dynamic present of God awareness. So this is Satam. So Satam sangato ridime. He says, this Sarta Darshani commentary on the 90th chapter of the 10th canto has now gradually reached its completion. And so has this canto, the 10th canto. I have been able to write these commentaries, how so? By the association, Sangha, given to me by the devotees of Krishna from within my heart. So there's association, sarasanga, sarasanga, sarashastra hoy, lavamatra, sarasanga, sarvasiddhi hoy. By associating with the devotees for a few moments, lavamatra, one can attain bhakti, or bhav, or prem. And we're all experiencing that. We have the first installation of that by receiving bhakti, by associating with devotees. And in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad explains 3 ways to receive bhav, actually 4 ways. One is kripa siddhi. Of course, these are type of kripa siddhi. Then he says one can attain Vav by Lochandan. Vachika, Vachika Dan, Lochandan, and Soharda Dan. Dan means contribution, donation, gift. And Sulochan means the glance. He looks at me, the Shakti stick, the look of love. Not the mundane, material, me-oriented business love. Let's put it that way. It's variations of that, of course, in percentages. But looking, the look of love means the look of Bhav, Krishna, love of Krishna. So Lochandan, the very advanced Bhava Bhakta, we're Bhaktas and we have Bhakti. We don't have Bhav, we don't have Prem. So a very advanced, that's why Indians are so impassioned to take darshan, see the sadhus. So many people come. So this is Lochan Dhan, the glance, and then Vachika Dhan. Oh, Gurudev, oh, Siddha Mahatma, please bless me with Bhav. You're a great saint. I remember I met a great saint in Varsana and Man Kutir years ago. I said, oh, please bless me. And I said, you're very, please bless me with some love for Krishna. He speaks English also. He says, you're saying I'm a great saint? Why? Do you see any symptoms of a saint in me? Do you see tears falling from my eyes? Do you see me trembling? Is there pallor in my skin? That color is faded, a golden color to whitish or pink. So why are you saying? I am not even a devotee. So why are you coming here? I said, well, Baba, a lot of people don't agree with you. You're saying one thing, but the vox populi and is saying something else. Anyway, some kind of blessing, any kind of blessing. So then he said, how long are you staying in Vrindavan? How many weeks or months? I said, I've been staying here for 25 years. When I met him at the time, he said, 25 years? He said, you're asking for mercy from Radharani because I live in Barsana. But what? You already have mercy. And I said, well, come on. I don't want to go away here empty-handed. When you go to the ocean, when you go to the well, you should fill up your bottle with water. You go to the mountain spring or you go to Dev Prayag, you should fill up some bottles of Ganga to bring it to your friends in Radhakund. So some people do. So he says this, it's so nice. He says you can associate, Vishwanath is pointing, he's giving us a lot of encouragement, a lot of hope, and speaking of the truth. This is his, it's not exaggeration, it's not a pep talk, it's not a pep talk to get everyone excited to go out and distribute a lot of books, conquering the world and save the demons and all these things. It's nice, and we tried our best. But the first demon we have to save is me. let's start there. So he's saying, it's very nice. I don't know if this impresses on you as it did me, but I hope it does. In other words, it gives a lot of hope. Satam sangato riddhi. Riddhi may means in my riddhi, my heart, I'm associating with the great devotees. So I don't have, like Narottam, he's cracking his head. I think it's Narottam. It's cracking his head on the stone in separation from Rupa and Jiva. Yeya Nila Premadana. That's that song. So he's in Vilap and Viraha, lamenting. But Vishwanath is saying, you can do that. That's a nice feeling and mood to feel that intense separation and that, because there's nothing, who can imagine the great fortune of associating directly with those saints, which Narottam did, many of them, like Jiva Goswami and Krishnas Kaviraj. So when he's missing them, that's personal and it's real for everyone. What to speak of us? We're only reading about them and receiving their mercy of their teachings through their books. But Vishwanath says, oh, you don't have to cry. You don't have to crack your head. You can just tune into them Because transcendental time and space have no limitation. There's no limitation to transcendental time and space. Everywhere is Vrindavan, everywhere are the Leelas, everywhere are the associates, because they're Nitya. The Leela's Nitya, Krishna's Nitya, the Dhamma is Nitya, and his associates are Nitya, Nitya Siddha, or Sadhana Siddha. So they're perfect, they're Siddha. So perfect means not bound. Perfect means not bound by time or space. So when you're alone, when you're feeling lonely and want some encouragement or want some inspiration, pray to the saints that you admire and worship. Read their books and pray that they manifest in your heart and guide you and answer your questions. And you'll be surprised what can happen. Acharya Chaitya. What was it? Acharya Chaitya Vapusha. The super soul is a guru and the acharya is a guru. I just want to mention those 2 points. And as I intimated over some days, we were mentioning yesterday the parallel, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, in one sense, he's absorbed in Gopi Bhav, Radharani's Mahabhav. He's also enacting all the Leelas, many of the Leelas that we read about of the Gopis in the 10th canto. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enacting them himself, and Jagannath Puri especially. And that he's showing that as a role model, not only for meditation, but for absorption in Smaran, and to such an extent that your Smaran, your meditation on Leela is so deep and profound that you actually see Krishna or smell his fragrance. These things are all possible. Lord Chaitanya is proving that. Because on one level he's acting as Bhagavan, and another level he's acting as Bhakta. So like Giriraj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combined form of Bhakta and Bhagavan. And also Shakti. He's not only Purusha, but he's also Shakti in the sense that he's embodying the, not the form of Radharani, but the form of her love, the Mahabhav, and the form of her transcendental divine Rupam in terms of the golden countenance. His golden Gauranga form is the same as Gaurangi Radha's. So this is kind of a review. We heard all these verses. The gopis are running through the forest of Vrindavan, remembering Krishna, searching for Krishna, praying for him, wanting to see him, feeling separation. Now that's 4,500 years later. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is some random garden somewhere. Can be Switzerland, can be America or Russia. He enters a garden by the beach, it's not telling the name, and then he starts searching for Krishna because the garden itself is an udipan. It's a reminder, it's a stimulant, an exciting factor that this reminds, we often say that when devotees go to some beautiful place, oh, this is like Vrindavan. And look, there's deer, and sometimes, and probably most times, you're somewhere else besides Vrindavan, and it really reminds you of the Vrindavan you read about, not the dusty desert that we love so much that we're willing to build a house here and live here and spend a lot of money to live in this desert, because it's the desert of our dreams. From this desert, our dreams will manifest in full panoramic, dynamic color, full of loving vibrations. So from the desert, the oasis of Madhurya Ras will appear before our hearts. And it's not an illusion. It's not a mirage. It's the real thing. There are such things as real oasis, water in the desert. So the water is Braja Ras, Prem Ras, Madhurya Ras. It's here, available. Rupa Goswami guarantees that. He says someone lives here and takes Braja Vas, he lives in Mathura Vasastali, then that Vav Upajai. Rasa begin. One can taste and experience rasa when Bhav manifests in the heart. Alpha Sparsha Bhav Upajai. A small contact with any of these 5 limbs of bhakti, Bhav will manifest in the heart because Krishna is so pleased. It's all based on the pleasure of Krishna. If we chant the holy name without offenses and Krishna is pleased, bhava will arise. If we serve the Vaishnavas with such humility and such love and attention, then bhava may arise, may appear and manifest because Krishna is pleased. He gives the bhava, he gives the prema. And we study the Bhagavatam and we live the Bhagavatam and teach exactly what the Bhagavatam is saying and try to walk our talk, then Krishna will be pleased, Haritoshan, and then he'll give bhava. And then if we have our Thakurji, Srimurti Seva, Srimurti Shraddha Seva, if we serve the Murti of the Lord, the form we adore and who's agreed to live with us and cry with us and laugh with us and eat with us and sing with us and be with us, that's Krishna. My Giriraj, my Radharani, my Gornitai. Then, if they're pleased by the way we treat them, like anyone, if someone is pleased by the way you treat them and look at them and speak to them and deal with them, then they would like to give you something. What will they give you? They'll give you their love. That's called friendship. Yeah? Has different expressions of intimacy, but friendship is friendship. You can be a coward boy and you're a sucker, you're a friend. And it has its certain parameters of expression. And you can be a girlfriend and you're also a friend and you're a saki. And has parameters of expression which is much more intimate and fulfilling to both parties. So now we'll have a little review, but now we'll go through the Gaur Chandrika, kind of going backwards. First we studied Krishna Leela, now we're studying Gaur Leela, so we can better appreciate the Krishna Leela. And you'll say, oh, this sounds familiar, because many of the same verses. So anything good is worth doing again, isn't it? Did you ever eat a rasgulla? Was it good? Did you only eat one time? Maybe twice? So this is like ras niryas. Put the sugar cane in the machine, get 50 milliliters of juice and fold it in half, put it again, get 50 more, and fold it in a quarter and get 25 more, and fold it in an eighth and get 10 more, fold it in 16ths, and you finally got one glass of juice and one pile of pulp, sawdust. So let's now, okay, come with me now. Hello, you ready? You have your seat? You did booking? You booked your seat? Checked your baggage? Left your baggage, your karmic baggage. Leave your karmic baggage behind. Leave it at the airport. We don't accept any baggage on this flight. We only accept hearts. So board on the, get on the plane with your heart, and we're going to go to Sri Khetra Dham. Sri Khetra Dham. First, we'll go in to see Jagannath Ji in Sri Mandir. By the way, his temple is called Sri Mandir. And everyone in Orissa, they say, I'm going to Sri Mandir. And we are living in Sri Dham, Vrindavan. So from Sri Dham to Sri Mandir to Sri Mahaprasad. 18 Mahaprabhu Samudra Tire Jaite Pushpera Udhyana Tahan Dekine Achambite. One day while going to the beach by the sea, Mahaprabhu suddenly saw a flower garden. Samudra Tire, Dekina, Udyan, like we say, Pushpodyan, in Navadvip, and Srivas Thakur's house. Pushpodyan means flower garden, Udyan. Vrindavana Brahme Tahan, Pashila Dhana, Premaveshe Bule Tahan, Krishna Anveshya. Rase, Rase Radha Lana Krishna, Antardana Kaila, Pache Sakki Gana Jaiche, Chahi Bedhaila, Sri Baba Veshe Prabhu, Pratitara Lata, Shloka Pade Pade Chahi Bule Jata Tata. Mahaprabhu, he mistook that garden, Vrindavan Brahme Tahan Pashila Dhana. He's in Brahm. We want this Brahm. We go into this park or that park. Oh, it's Vrindavan. It's Vrindavan. Oh, this is a Kadamba tree. And it's a walnut tree. This is a Kadamba tree, but it's a walnut tree. And this is a apple tree, but this is a tamal tree, but it's actually apple. So we don't see because we're in a Brahm. And then people say, yeah. I say, look, I see the way I see. Atmanam manyate jagat. So let me see. Don't disturb my reverie. Let me see the way I want to. So he mistook it for Vrindavan and very quickly entered into it. Absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna, he wandered throughout the garden searching for Krishna. Prema Veshe. He was absorbed deeply. Avesh. He was deeply absorbed in Prem. That's very common. I was once on the Govardhan Parikrama past between Kusum Sarovara and Manasi Ganga on the west side. And I always went by, saw many, many big trees there and very simple fence and white gate and all. And in front of that gate is all dirt and cars and trucks parked. And I probably 30 years, 40 years I'm walking by there. Oh, so many trees. What's in there? So one day I ventured in there, two white gates, and I went. I thought it was all locked. It was open. I walked in a huge house opposite the. If you go straight, there's a big white house. And then there's all trees and footpaths. I started wandering around, and big dogs came. Oh, huge dogs, like Western type, and they were like pretty friendly. And so I cooled them down because I know how to talk to them. I said, relax, you know, I'm okay. And they kind of got the vibes, cooled down. So then it turned out that it was the house of some great yoga teacher, famous yoga teacher, Kriya Yoga. And he's a Shamshan ground. It's a burial place for Rajasthan and Bharatpur kings from 300 or 400 years. And the land actually stretches from Kusum Sarovar all the way back by Gwalpakur. It goes all the way down. That's all part of the same track. It's quite beautiful. So in other words, I saw those big trees. And I said, my God, this looks like Vrindavan. This looks like Vrindavan. Because where is it? I'm walking every day on the Govardhan. So I went in there. So many trees and so many bushes. I said, wow, this is beautiful. All dirt paths everywhere and beautiful. So Lord Chaitanya is the same thing. Gopis are in Vrindavan, Asli Vrindavan, seeing all the trees. They're absorbed in Prem. Lord Chaitanya is seeing all the trees. It's in Puri. He's absorbed in Prem. We're seeing the trees. We're not absorbed in Prem. We're just hankering and praying for it and trying to. We're searching for Vrindavan in Vrindavan. And we're searching for Krishna in Vrindavan. And we're searching for Radharani and the Gopis in Vrindavan. Are we not? What is this all about? The bees are searching. The bees are like a ladder, you know, an endless ladder. You know, like Jack and the Beanstalk, you know. You imagine a ladder, you know, ladder? You know. So the bees are connected, but say if you cut them and you have 108 steps on your ladder, and then another 108, and how many rounds and lakhs you're chanting. So that's all, that's a staircase to heaven. And the Ramayana, Ravana tried to build a staircase. He said, oh, heaven's up there somewhere. I'll build a staircase and I'll just climb the stairs and I'll end up in heaven. So we're climbing the stairs of the beads. Hare Krishna, and hopefully we're ascending. We're ascending in the direction of Krishna, then Krishna Avaroha. We're doing Aroha Pant. We're doing Aroha Pant. We're going up. Or, I mean, we're waiting. Aroha means to descend. We're doing Avaroha. We're trying to ascend, trying to go up, and he's coming down or something. I get confused. Avaroha means he's coming down, and Aroha means we're going up. Like we say Avatar. Avatar means descent, one who descends. So the two fingers. So this is very much Anukul. So then he says, Rase, Rase, Radha, Krishna, Antardhan, Pache Saki Gan. After Krishna disappeared with Radharani during the Rasa dance, the gopis wandered in the forest looking for him. In the same way, Mahaprabhu wandered in that garden by the sea. Say Bhavaveshi, oh, I said that. Absorbed in the ecstatic mood of the gopis, Mahaprabhu wandered here and there, and he began to inquire after Krishna by quoting verses to all the trees and creepers. And he starts off with chapter 30, and he quoted verse number 9, 7, and 8, and there they are. Mahaprabhu is speaking the same verses. Of course, we may not have such a memory or such a, if we do, very good. But when we wander through the forest or park somewhere, remember the Leela and remember the basic mentalities and feelings and conversations in our own language, in our own way, it would be very, very conducive to Leela Smaran and spiritual advancement. All by yourself. Don't need anybody with you. Ekant. Bhajan is called Ekanta Bhajan. One person. Two bangles make noise. Jing, jing, jing. One bangle, no noise. I can't. So then he says, here we go. He quotes the verse, then this is 33. O Chuta Tree, O Priyala Panasa, have you seen Krishna? Please show us where is Krishna. Then in Bengali he says, Kachit, it's the same. Chapter, this verse, Kachit Tulasi. Kalyani Govinda Charana Priye Saha Twali Kulair Bibrad Drishtas Te Priyo Chita. Remember Achuta and Priya and Achuta, and O Kalyani. O all auspicious Tulsi plant, Mahaprabhu said, you are Govinda Charana Priye. You are very dear to Govinda's lotus feet. You're always sitting there, daubed with chandan. Krishna is very dear to you. Have you seen Krishna walking here, wearing a garland of your leaves, surrounded by a swarm of bees? Malatidarshi vakachin malike jati jutike pritimjo janayanyata karasparshena madhava karasparshena madhava. Sound familiar? Karasparshena madhava. Oh, plants and malati flowers, Mahaprabhu said. Oh, malika jati jutika. Have you seen Krishna passing this way, touching you with his hands to give you pleasure? Amra panasa. Oh, now this is his own Bengali. Amra panasa piyalha jambu kovidhar tirtavasi sabekara para upakar. Mahaprabhu says in his own language, O mango tree, O jackfruit tree, O jambu kovidhara, you are all inhabitants of a holy place. Therefore, kindly act for the welfare of others. So it's 500 years ago, Mahaprabhu is speaking to the trees, and he's asking them, have you seen Krishna? He's speaking to the neem tree. Well, guess what? Here we are, 500 years later, and there's a garden, and there's Ashok trees here, and there's Champak trees here. And he said, oh, Champak, oh, Ashok, oh, neem, oh, Palasha. These trees, many are right here. So we can go up to them. Hey, have you seen Krishna? Where is Krishna? Come on. What's so special about these trees that he's speaking to? They're in the holy dham of Sri Ketra Dham. Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. So what about these trees? These are also special? They're in the holy dham of Vrindavan. And so he's expecting some answer because he's mad. So let's go mad and talk to the trees and expect some answer. Some people do. Trees are your best friends. They don't talk back. They always agree with whatever you say. You can hug them and embrace them and talk to them and cry. And they say, oh, it's okay. It'll be all right. Keep going. Don't stop. I'll go in there. So Krishna tomara ihan aila pahila darshane Krishna rodesha kahi rakaha jivan. Oh, trees, have you seen Krishna coming this way? Kindly tell me which way he has gone and save our lives. Rakaha jivana. Rako, raki, like raki, you know. Bengali. Rakaha, rakaha, rakaha jivan. Please, Krishna Udesh, give some indication. Tell us the direction. Krishna Tomara. Krishna is yours. Uttarana panapuna kare anuman e sava purusha jati krishnara sakara saman krishna sakara saman. When the trees did not reply, remember I said gopis are asking the trees and flowers and plants, but they're not answering anything. And they say, oh, this tree is puffed up. He's a male, neem tree and banyan tree. He's puffed up, so he doesn't want to answer us. He's a big devata. He's Vishnu, Brahma, Shiva. Let's go to these delicate little plants at Tulsi. Then they ask Tulsi, oh, Tulsi's not asking us either. Why isn't she asking? Because she's safeguarding her position. Because she's embracing the neck of Krishna right now. A beautiful garland, her arms over leaves are wrapped around Krishna's neck, and she's lying across his chest. So she's chup. She's not telling us, because if she tells us where Krishna is, then we'll run there and she'll have competition. Someone might even take the garland off of Krishna's neck, hang it on the tree, and embrace Krishna instead of Tulsi. I'm not telling you where Krishna is. The gopis are imagining all these feelings and emotions. So he's saying, when the trees did not reply, the gopis guessed, since all these trees belong to the male class, all of them must be friends of Krishna. Krishna Sakara Saman. Now the gopis are speaking Bengali. Because Mahaprabhu is speaking, and this is all quotations of his speech as he's moving in the forest in Puri by the beach. So now he's imagining the gopis are speaking in Bangala. No Brajavasha. E kine kahiba Krishna udesha amai e stri jati lata amara saki prai. Oh, the gopis say, Mahaprabhu imagines, why should the trees tell us where Krishna's gone? Let us rather inquire from the creepers, because they are female, and therefore they are like friends to us. A stri jati, lata, amara saki prai. Amara saki prai. Prai means almost. Almost, not quite. Vaishnav praya, there's a term. Vaishnav praya. Looking like Vaishnav, but not really Vaishnav. So there's some difference. So they're saying all these lattes are like that. And then they say, Avashya kaibe panache krishnera darashane eta anomani puche tulasi jarighane. The gopis go on. They will certainly tell us where Krishna has gone, since they have seen Krishna personally. Guessing in this way, the gopis inquired from the plants and trees, creepers headed by Tulsi. Tulasi malati juti, madhavi malike, tomara priya krishnaila, tomara antike, o tulsi malati juti, madhavi and malika. Krishna is very dear to you, therefore he must have come near you. Tumi sabha hao amar sakira saman, Krishna de shekahi sabhe rakaha paran. You are just like our dear friends. Kindly tell us which way Krishna has gone and save our lives. Again, he's repeating this idea, saving his life. Rakaha. Rakaha jivan. Then he says, Uttara na pana puna bhavena antare eha Krishna dasi bhaye nakahe amare. When the gopis still received no reply, they thought, these plants are all Krishna's maidservants. They're all Krishna Dasi. And out of fear, Krishna Dasi Baya, they will not speak to us. So this is quite amazing. Lord Chaitanya is experiencing the same Leelas. Then goes on here. That's a few verses. It's okay. I'd like to hear it from Lord Chaitanya. So then he quotes another verse that we also covered from the Bhagavatam. This is verse 11, and we're on verse 16. So this is verse 11 from chapter 30. Mahaprabhu speaks the same verse. Oh, wife of the deer, have you seen Krishna? We went through that. Then in his own Bengali, or at least the gopis are speaking Bengali, Kahamrigi, because Mrigi means deer, Kahamrigi Radha Saha, Sri Krishna Sarvata, Tomaya Sukha Dite, Aila Naika Anyata. Oh dear doe, Krishna is always pleased to give you pleasure. Kindly inform us whether Krishna has passed this way in the company of Srimati Radharani. Radha Saha Sri Krishna. Radha with Sri Krishna. Whether he passed this way. We think they must certainly have come this way. Radha Priya Sakhi Amar Nahi Bahiranga. Dura Haite Janitara Jaiche Anga Ganda. We are not outsiders. Radha Priya Sakhi Amara. Radha is our Priya Sakhi. Nahi Bahiranga. We say Bahiranga Shakti, the material energy. We're not Bahiranga. We're not Barka Admi. We're not outsiders. We're Radha Priya Sakhi Amar. Very nice phrase. Amar means I am. We are. We are Amar. We are Priya Sakhis because that category, Priya Sakhi, that's the Manjaris are called Nitya Sakhi or Priya Sakhi. But in general, all the Sakhis are dear to Radharani. Radha Priya Sakhi Amar Nahi Bairanga Dura Haite Jani Chara Jaiche Anga Anga Ganda. We can perceive the fragrance of Radharani here, the Anga Ganda. So we can't be far. Radha Anga Sanga Kucha Kunkuma Bushita Krishna Kunda Malagande Vayu Suvasita. So here Mahaprabhu, the great pundit, Nimai Pandit, he's putting the verses of the Bhagavatam into his own Bengali. And it's very sweet, very sweet, very sweet Bengali. So sweet, Rashgula. So Rashgula. Radha Anga Sangha, Radha Anga Sange Kucha Kunkuma Bhushita Krishna Kunda Malagande Vayu Suvasita. Kunkum Bhushita Vayu Suvasita. Nahi Bahiranga Jaiche Anga Ganda. Krishna, gopis say, Krishna has been embracing Srimati Radharani and the kunkum on her breast, kunkum on her kucha, kucha kunkuma bhushita. The kunkum ornamenting and decorating, bhushita, bhushnam, ornamenting her breast, sprinkled on the top side of her breast, is decorating Krishna's body. The fragrance of the garland has scented the entire atmosphere. Krishna Kundamala. Krishna is wearing a white, must look very beautiful. Krishna is wearing a white mala of kunda flowers. They're white. And now that white flower is sprinkled with bright red powder. Red and white look very nice. And especially that's Radharani's prasadi. Krishna hankers for Radharani's prasadi too much. And Radharani hankers for Krishna's prasadi. And we want both. We hanker for both Radha and Krishna's prasadi. Krishna ihan chari gela ihan virahini kiva utar dibe je nashune kahini. Kahini. Virahini, ihan virahini nashune kahini. Sri Krishna has left this place and therefore the deer are feeling separation. They do not hear our words. Therefore, how can they reply? Because it started off, they're asking the deer. Age briksha gana deke pushpa phala bhare shaka sabha padijache prithvi upare. The gopis came upon so many trees that were laden with fruits and flowers that their branches were bending down to the ground. That's the fact. That's the statement that it's not in quotations. This is just Krishna's Kaviraj speaking. Krishna Dekiye Sabha Karina Namaskar Krishna Ghamana Puche Tare Kariya Nirdhara. The gopis think that because the trees must have seen Krishna passing by, they were all offering respectful obeisances to Krishna. Krishna Ghamana Puche. Krishna gamana means moving, gamana, agaman, gamana. Krishna is going through there, passing that way. So puche means they were inquiring. And what did they inquire? Verse number 12, which we just covered a few days ago. They said, oh trees, kindly tell us where Balaram's younger brother, Ramanuja, remember, has gone. He must have welcomed you with obeisances, resting his hand on the shoulder, remember, resting his arm on the shoulder of Radharani while twirling a lotus flower in his right hand. No. I get confused. Yeah, like that. Radharani's there and it's like that. Priyamukhe bringa pare taha nivarite lila padma chalaite haila anyachite. The gopis say, to stop the bumblebees from landing on the face of his beloved Radharani, Krishna whisked them away with the lotus flower in his hand, like you're doing. You're whisking away the bees. Or something like that. Or flying creatures. So priyamukhe bringa pare nivarite. Priyamukhe bringa. Bringa means a bumblebee. The bee, honeybee, bringa. Nice. Priyamukhe, Radharani's face and mouth is very dear. Lila Padma, that Radharani's face is like a lotus flower full of lilas. That's very nice. Lila Padma, her face is full of lilas. Priyamukhe bringa pare taha nivarite, lila padma chalaite haila anyachite. And they anyachite, their mind is not going anywhere else but trying to land on Radharani's face. Sounds familiar. But unfortunately, the players are different. It's not Radharani and it's not honeybees. I have to see it like that, I suppose. Right? I have to at least think that Dasi Anadasi Anadasi. Same bumblebees, but the Dasi. The Dasi is trying to glorify Radharani, and just the topics of Radharani are coming, so those same bumblebees taking a different form. Tomara praname ki karachena avadhan kiva nahi karen kaha vachana praman. What we say, did Krishna not pay attention while you offered him obeisances? Kindly give evidence supporting your words. So the gopis are speaking to the trees that are bowing down. You bowed down to show your respect when Krishna went by with his arm resting on the shoulder of his beloved Radharani and twirling a lotus flower and moving it here and there to shoo away the disturbing bumblebees, Priyamukha Bringa. But did Krishna acknowledge you? Can you, and please quote your praman. It says, kaha vachana praman. Tomara praname ki karachena avadan. Kiba nahi karina kaha vachan praman. Your vacha, you're speaking your words, but we want to hear the praman. So, and then they don't say anything. Seems that everyone, all the flowers and plants and deer and tree and even Mother Bhumi, everyone is observing Kartik Brat and they're doing moan. They're doing moan Brat and they're not speaking. No kirtan, no harmonium, no anything. It's a moan Brat. So there's now the gopi surmise. Krishnera viyoge e sevaka dukkita kiva utar dibe ihar nahika samvit. Dukkita samvit. Separation from Krishna has made these sevaks very unhappy. Having lost consciousness, they're unconscious. How can they speak? How can they answer us? Because when someone is unconscious, they're not conscious. They can't hear you nor reply by speaking. Krishna Vyog means no connection. Vyog, separation. Sevaka Dukita. Sevaka Dukita. Sound familiar? Are we sevaks? We're trying to be sevaks. And we're probably dukhi, we're not anandita. You can be anandita or dukhita. So this is the seesaw. Sometimes dukhita, sometimes anandita. When your seesaw is down, you're dukhita. When your seesaw is up, you're Anandita. I'm on the top. The seesaw is life, you know. Top, top. You know seesaw? Top, top, top. Okay. And Lord Chaitanya entered the garden, and he was totally absorbed in the Gopi Bhav, you know that. And the ecstasy of Radharani's Mahabhav, he starts glorifying all the beautiful things. You're hearing all that. So then he says, you know, like this, Vishakari Radha Jaiche, Shloka Kahilaha, Se Shloka Mahaprabhu, Parite Logila. Mahaprabhu then recited the following verse, which was spoken by Radharani to her dear friend, Vishaka. And then it's a long verse from Govinda Lilamrita. Really long. Oh, so this is Radharani speak to Vishaka. Sometimes Vishaka, she speaks, she glorifies Radharani. And what is the name of the prayer she speaks? Vishaka Nandana Stotram. Vishaka Nandana Stotram. And it's in the Stavavali by Raghunath Das Goswami. So it says, gives bliss to Vishaka. That stotram, that prayer which gives bliss to Vishaka. And what is the prayer about? It's all about the glories of Srimati Radharani, her form and her pastimes, her moods. It's very, very beautiful. Vishaka Nandana Stotram. It's a little catchy, tricky title. So now Radharani is speaking to Vishaka. Says, oh, Sakhi Vishaka, the luster of Krishna's body is more brilliant than a newly formed rain cloud, and his yellow dress is more attractive than a newly arrived lightning. A peacock feather decorates Krishna's head. On Krishna's neck hangs a lovely necklace of brilliant pearls. As he holds his charming flute to his lips, his face looks as beautiful as the full moon. By such beauty, Madan Mohan, the enchanter of Cupid, is increasing the desire of my eyes to see him. Actually, there's a section here in Govinda Lilamrita of five or seven verses describing the form of Krishna. So some devotees, when they meditate on the Kam Gayatri, which they received, it says Pushpabana. But one line there is Pushpa Bana. Bana means arrow and Pushpa means means flower. So because Krishna is the Aprakrita Kamadev, Sakshat Manmata Mamata, he's a Smara Murtiman. Smara Murtiman, he's the very form of erotic love. And he's the one that Sakshat Manmata Mamata. Manmata is a name for Cupid or Kamadev. Man means mind and Mata, like Matura. Mata means to churn the butter, to churn the man, to churn the mind. In other words, Cupid agitates the mind. Your mind turns into a washing machine. You know the agitator? Inside the washing machine, there's a part that says the agitator. So inside his head, there's something called the agitator. It's a manning house. Manning House agitator, like Westinghouse, or whatever. So, Krishna, Sakshat Manmata Manmata, the one who churns, he's the direct churner of the one who churns the minds. So that's why he's called a Prakrita Kamadev, Divya Kamadev, the transcendental Kamadev, a Prakrita Madan. So, this Prakrita Madan has, when we say Pushpabana, that's also a name for Cupid, just the name Pushpabana. He shoots flower arrows, but primarily five of them. And they're the objects of the senses are the arrows. So one is Rupam, one is Shabda, one is Sparsha, one is Ganda, and one is Rasam. So these are the five objects. We see form with our eyes, we smell. We smell fragrance, Ganda, with our nose. We hear sound, Shabda, with our ears. We taste, in Hindi, the tongue is called Rasana. So we taste with our tongue, so it's called, that's Ras. And then we touch with our hands, that's called Sparsha, the object of touch. So when Radharani is missing Krishna, she's, interestingly enough, each of these verses from Govinda Lilamrita ends with Madan Namohana, Madan Namohana. Oh, that Madan, Sri Krishna, he bewilders my mind and he captures my heart and completely hypnotizes me and enchants me with his form, with his fragrance, with his voice, with his touch, with his taste of his lips and taste of his prasad and everything, taste of his love. So one by one in separation, Radharani is confiding to her best friend, a very sweet and very nice meditation. So when some gurus, they instruct their disciples when they meditate, when you're meditating on Krishna as the possessor of these five arrows, then you follow the line of these verses from Radharani's angle of vision. That, Krishna, please cast your five arrows at me. One of your arrows is form, and your form is like this. Like his dhoti is like lightning. So it's a very deep and wonderful meditation, which from dhyan comes darshan. So by meditation, then you see. First you meditate, then you see. So this is giving one sample here. when you read the Govinda Lilamrita, then it just fits perfectly into this calm Gayatri meditation. It's very nice. Navagana snigda varna daliranjana chikana indivara nindi sukumal janiupamanagan hare sabar netraman krishna kanti parama prabal krishna kanti parama prabal. This is a beautiful verse in Bengali. Mahaprabhu is explaining, giving it what he's seeing in his Radha-bhava. Krishna's complexion is as polished as powdered eye ointment. That means kajal. Kajal is like shoe polish or something. It's very black and shiny. Chikana. Chikana means chikana in Hindi and also in Bengali means shiny. Snigda. And gana says here, beautiful. Navagana snigda varna. It's like the gopis and the manjri srup, the ekadash vav, the 11th sentence of the manjri srup. One is varna, the complexion. So it says here, this is Krishna's varna. Navagana snigda varna. Gana means a rain cloud, gana ras. Ganashyama Radhe Radhe, Nikunjame Viraje, Ganashyama Viraje, please come into the Kunj. Nikunjame Viraje, Ganashyama Radhe Radhe. So nice. So Navagana, like a new fresh rain cloud packed thick with rain, rust, and dark black and shiny, that electric dark blue, shiny, shimmering color. Navagana snigda. Snigda means shining but oily shining. It's a different kind of shining. So this is how in Radha Bhav, this is in the Radha Bhav Drishti. Mahaprabhu is in the Mahabhava Radharani and seeing like this. It surpasses the beauty of newly formed rain cloud and it's softer than a blue lotus flower. He says, Indivara Nindi Sukumal. Sukumal. Komal means a very beautiful word, actually, in Bengali. Komal. Komal. And this in the Madhya Lila and Snat and Shiksha, Mahaprabhu is speaking about Komala Shraddha. Then the Kanishta has Komal. It is describing Kanishta Uttam, Madhyam Uttam. So one of the characteristics of the Kanishta is Komal. Komala Shraddha. Very pliable. Oh, he's really fired up. He's a great devotee. Then he bumped into this Buddhist. And then he took a few courses in Vipassana Yoga. He went to Jayapur and took some silent meditation courses. It's all free. You can give a donation if you want. And you get a free room, free food. It's near Galta. There are places near Galta outside of Jayapur. I have a friend that did this. So they were doing bhakti in Vrindavan. And then they were just trying this out. One Vipassana Yoga course, then another one. Then they came back and said, guess what? I don't want to worship Krishna anymore. No more Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And no more this little blue boy. I'm a Buddhist. So, conversion, or whatever, destiny, who can say? So this is, not the way to go. So this is Komal, this is an example of Komala Shraddha, a pliable faith, not nishta. So this is the nature of the ka nishta. Ka nishta means where's the nishta? Kahan. Nishta. Kahan means where. So I'm not sure if the acharyas give that twist, but I have my own way of twisting around Kanishta. But that's the meaning. It means beginner. But it is a fact that this Mahaprabhu is describing it as Komal Shraddha. But then later he says we should have Sudrida Vishwas. Sudrida Vishwas. Vishwas means faith, like Komala. Komala Shraddha. Shraddha means faith, and so does Vishwas. So it should be Sudrida, Dridha. Dridha means very firm, unshakable, unmovable. And su means very firm. That's the symptom of the nishtita bhakti, the middle class devotee, madhyam. So it's so pleasing, and it's softer than a lotus flower. And indeed, Krishna's complexion is so pleasing that it attracts the eyes and minds of everyone, and so powerful that it defies all comparison. Parama Krishna Kanti. Hare, it says, Hare Sabara Netraman. Hare Sabara Netram. Netra means eyes. Man means mind. Hare Sabara. He steals the minds and eyes of everyone. And there's no comparison. Paramal Prabal. It's so powerful, so prabal, that no one can compare. So first we hear Krishna glorifying, first we hear Radharani glorifying Krishna, his form to Vishakha. Then we hear Mahaprabhu glorifying Krishna's form and the separation of Radharani and Mahabhav. Now, what happens here? Now Mahaprabhu continues in this Sakhi Bhav. Kaha Sakhi ki kari upai, Krishna Bhuta Balahaka, Mora Netra Chatuk. Na deki priyase mare jai. That's small. Oh, Sakhi, please tell me, what should I do? Krishna is as attractive as a wonderful cloud, and my eyes are like chatuka birds. But not seeing this cloud, I am dying of thirst. Piyas, like it sounds like Hindi. Piyas mare. I'm not nadeki. Nadeki piyase mare. Piyas, like Hindi. I'm not seeing, and I don't see the cloud. And if I don't see the cloud, I can't drink the water falling from that cloud. And if I don't drink the water falling from the cloud, then Mari. Mari means Marana, means Khatam Hogya, Haribo, dead. And then he quotes long verses in his own composition. That's why I'm saying that there's so many, we were saying yesterday, this is chapter 15 of Antilila. There are so many sections throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita which are full of Gopi Bhav, and they're the substance of study and reflection for the Raghunuga Bhakta. All the chapters, all the Gitas of the 10th canto describing the Gopis, there are six of them. And of course these books, the primary books for cultivating specifically the Seva Bhav, and the Seva Bhav of the Manjari, and that asakti, attachment for Radharani is in the Vilavkusa Manjali by Das Goswami and Radharasuranidhi by Prabhupada Saraswati and Sankalpa Kalpa Juma. But then all of these are supplementary and nourishing. Oh, what should I study? What should I read? And so you can go through and find out, oh, this chapter, these verses, they're very wonderful. So this is verse 66, Antilila chapter 15. Sudamani Pitambara Stira Nahi Nirantara Muktahara Baka Panti Bala. Oh, this is different. Hinterdano Shikipaka Upare Diachi Deka Aradanu Vajayanti Mala. It's all about the beauty of Krishna, Krishna Rupam, Srupam, from the eyes of Radharani in Mahaprabhu. Very amazing drishti. The eyes of Radharani. Because how do we see? How do we see anything? It's not a matter of physical cornea and lenses and transferal of objects and crisscrossing and all these things and synapses and all that. It's a matter of the heart's position. We We see according to our bhav. So Mahaprabhu is Purusha, Sri Krishna, but he's seeing through the eyes of Radharani. So this is how Radharani sees Krishna. So these are the best descriptions of the beauty of Krishna from the eyes of Radharani. Sometimes devotees ask the question, where can I find descriptions of Radharani's beauty? Or where can I find descriptions of Krishna's beauty? Well, the best place is Govinda Lilamrita and Krishna Chaitanya Charitamrita, which are written by the same person. Krishna's Kaviraj is writing one, and Kasturi Manjari is writing the other one. And his alter ego, other identity. And in Govinda Lilamrita, Radharani glorifies Krishna by telling, hey, parrots, sing the glories of Krishna. Parrots, you should say like this. You should say Krishna looks like this and Krishna looks like that. So I say, okay. So then Krishna's hearing Radharani's teaching the parrots to glorify Krishna. Then they do. But Krishna's actually understanding the source of the glorification, the Krishna Mahima, is Radharani. And then Krishna says, oh, parrots, glorify Radharani. When you're glorifying Radharani, you should say this and you should say that and this and that. So these are the ideal verses, whether verses by Raghunath, especially they're Anukulya for us. There are many verses. You can find many verses, many poems, many songs glorifying Radharani and Krishna's beauty from other sources and other acharyas and other sampradayas. But we are Gaudiyas. So Sajati Asha Snigda. We should associate, we should collect all of our bhavas and feelings from our own people, from the six Goswamis and from Mahaprabhu. So these are also some side points for study or further reflection. And you can retranslate the verses yourself also, because word for word is there, which we sometimes do ourselves. So he's saying, Krishna's yellow garments look just like restless lightning in the sky, and the pearl necklace appears like a line of ducks flying across a blue cloud. The peacock feather on Krishna's head, he's adorned with a Vaijayanti Mala garland of five flowers, and kadamba, etc. And then Muralira Kaladwani Madhura Garjana Shuni Vrindavane Nache Mayur Chai Akalanka Purnakala Lavanya Jyotsna Jalamala Chitra Chandra Tahate Udhai. The glittering of Krishna's body, Krishna's yellow garments look just like restless lightning in the sky, and the pearl necklace appears like a line of ducks flying across a blue cloud. The peacock feather on Krishna's head, he's adorned with a Vaijayanti Mala garland of five flowers, kadamba, etc. And then Muralira Kaladwani Madhura Garjana Shuni Vrindavane Nache Mayur Chai Akalanka Purnakala Lavanya Jyotsna Jalamala Chitra Chandra Tahate Udhai. The glittering of Krishna's body plays a flute. Someone, whoever that is, I don't know who that is, but they're somewhere around over there, somewhere by the Kund, Shamakund or Radhakund. And I often heard, and it's not, it's, you know, it's a flute. It's not Krishna. I don't know, but others have heard also. And here you can hear somehow it comes to the side. Maybe you'll hear when you live there. They come, I haven't heard this year, but they come many times. And they're just in their own joy. They start playing out of nowhere. Very beautiful flute. Very, very nice. So you can be reminded, obviously, of Krishna. Lilamrita Varishane Shinche Chota Bhuvane Hina Megat Jabe Deka Dila Durdeva Janjan Pavane Mege Nila Anyastane Mare Chataka Pite Napaila. The cloud of Krishna's Lila is drenching the 14 worlds with a shower of nectar. Lilamrita Varish. Varish means rain. Choda Bhuvane means 14 worlds. Unfortunately, when we see that cloud, a whirlwind, in other words, a Chataka analogy, when we saw that cloud, a whirlwind came and blew it away from me. Radharani speaking. Thus, the Chataka bird of my eyes could not drink and has now died. Oh, very sad. So then, in a faltering voice, Mahaprabhu said, alas, alas, go on reciting Ramananda Roy. So Ramananda Roy is speaking these verses. And then while listening to this verse, Mahaprabhu became overcome by lamentation. Then he explained the verse. And this is from the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 29, verse 39, which we covered last year. Anyway, it goes on like that, so we'll conclude there. But this is a very nice reminder of some of the points and little elaboration by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're so blessed, we're so fortunate that many, many devotees, many, many Vaishnavas and worshippers of Radha and Krishna, they have the leelas of Radha and Krishna to meditate on and to read about and think about. But they're not Gaudiyas. So they don't, although they also sometimes read, they don't have that merciful connection that Namo Maha Varanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. So we have Lord Chaitanya, especially his teachings, because his whole life, the whole inner life and outer life of Mahaprabhu is about Gopi Bhav. He's personally relishing Gopi Bhav from the earliest time of his life. At the age of 13, as I mentioned the other day, he's teaching in Gurukul. He's not teaching in Gurukul. He's teaching in his Sanskrit tol, they say, means school, which I think is probably sitting under a tree on the banks of the Ganga. Because here in Kusum Sarovar, I've seen many places in the village, and maybe you've seen also, the school is underneath a tree, and there's some little lot, there's some lot, cleared lot, and they rub cow dung there, and everyone has a little chalkboard. All the students, all the Brijvasis have a little chalkboard, and then it has a string on it with a hole in the corner, and they hang it on their shoulder when they walk home. And that's their laptop. And they sit there with a chalkboard, and the teacher is just sitting in a wooden chair. Everyone else is sitting on the cow dung underneath the tree in Varsana or Mukurai or anywhere. And the teacher is holding class 12 months a year under the tree. Summer in the shade, and the students are, in the winter, they're all bundled up. And there's no walls. The walls are the sky, and the roof is the branches of the trees, and the floor is the Brajaraj. Pretty nice, ideal school. Talk about Montessori school and all these kind of hi-fi, cool, Rudolf Steiner schools, or I don't know, kind of interesting schools over the years developed, interesting concepts. A lot of them are quite good, actually, but not like that. So I don't know nowadays what it's like, but I'm sure 500 years ago, I mean, I saw a few years ago in Braj, it's like that. So imagine, it says, Lord Chaitanya opened the toll. Open the school. You must have read in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sanskrit toll. Just under some tree on the banks of the Yamuna. Because it describes it. After school, they have water fights and they throw ink. They would throw ink on each other. When Mahaprabhu was attending Gangadas's toll, they'd be arguing during class about some Vyakaran or something. And then the teacher would close and he would leave. Then they'd be walking home together. And see, you said that Sunday was like this, but that's not where you break the word. You break the word at this Sunday. No, it's like this. No. And they started fighting, and someone takes out his ink and then his little quill, and he puts it, he throws it. So when Mahaprabhu comes home, he has all these little black spots, and it looks like mustaches. He has all little black spots on a golden lotus of his face. His mother said, what happened to you? So we got in an ink fight. No, they don't have fist fights because they're Brahmins, you know. But Kshatriyas, you know, German Kshatriyas and American, they'll get a ta-ta-ta, you know. But the Brahmin boys, they throw ink on each other. And then that's in the winter, but in the summertime, they wash off the evidence. In the summertime, they also throw ink, but then they jump in the Ganga. And, you know, all that black mud by the Ganga, you put it all over the place and get clean and tilak. Come home. Oh, Nimai, how was school? Oh, it's very nice. You know, did you study? Oh, I studied very nicely. So at that time, at 13, one day he took his books, he closed his books, and it came up inside him. It was his time, you know, it was his time to, that 13 years old, you know, you get a little crazy. So, but he became crazy for Krishna and Radhabab. So then he closed the books and he ran out of the, or I don't know, classroom, let's say. He ran away from the tree. He ran down the streets of Navadvip. What did he say? Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. And the students were chasing him with sticks to beat him because he said Gopi, Gopi. And I was thinking once when I read this, I think I've been worshiping Mahaprabhu too intensely. Because I was also saying something like that. And also I was chased with sticks. If you understand my language. And in fact, it was so bad, they had to pass a law against it. Anyway, there it comes out. You know, the cat's out of the bag, as I said the other day. The secret is revealed. So from the age of 13 to 48, for the next 35 years, Mahaprabhu was all about Gopi Bhav, all about Raghunuga Bhakti, all about relishing Rasa Swadana, Radharani's Prema Rasa Swadana, because that's what he came to relish. He wanted to taste happiness of Radharani when she serves him and understand what is it like. What is the happiness of the Premashraya when they're serving the Prema? I'm the Premvishaya and I receive all the service and love of my devotees, but they feel more happiness by serving me than I do. What is this sukha? What is this happiness? I want to understand. So then Krishna, although he's Krishna, he took shelter of that Prema. He took Premashraya. He took shelter. He put aside his Vishaya nature and took on the nature, the Bhav of Radharani. So this is a great, great fortune for us, because walking with Lord Chaitanya and identifying with Lord Chaitanya and praying for his mercy that we can enter deeply into the treasure he's teaching about this treasure of Gopi Bhav and Manjari Bhav. He's instructing his followers to write about it and propagate it and live it and teach it. And then he himself is saying, now I'll show you. It's one thing to teach about. You can teach someone theoretically or by computer technology. You can teach about, you know, how to do stunt driving on your motorcycle or something. And you show films. See, here's stunt driving. Then the teacher says, all right, we'll have a practical display on Saturday. So on Saturday, the students go to the track, and then the teacher gets a motorcycle, and he gets on and he goes on and does a headstand and keeps driving or something. Or whatever. He does different stunts. He said, see, this is how you do it. So Lord Chaitanya is teaching. Rag Bhakti Pracharan is Bengali. It means prachar. He says, he's come to teach Raghunuga Bhakti. Then he says, Gopi Bhav Angikar. Angikar. Everyone should accept Gopi Bhav. I have. I'm walking my talk. Mahaprabhu's talking. What is his talk? Gopi Bhav Angikar. Everyone except Gopi Bhav. And he's also doing it. He's walking his talk. And he's showing Gopi Bhav. These kind of verses, these kind of glorifications, these kind of meditations, these kind of feelings of separation. Yugayatam nameshena chakshusha pravishayatam. Govinda virahename. Trying to see Krishna everywhere, see Krishna in the park, see Krishna in the sand dune, see Krishna in the ocean. We go to the ocean, we go to the mountains, we go to the hills. Oh, I have to go to the Himalayas before I come to Vrindavan. People do that. Why? I don't know. For study purposes. Or whatever. Or to collect Ganga Jal, because that's a seva. That's worth a good reason to go. So we go there. Okay, fine. But then, be like Mahaprabhu. See the trees as Vrindavan and try to see Krishna there. This is a beautiful teaching. Well, tomorrow we'll continue with verse 16. I've been waiting a long time to read this part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita till we finish, because now that whole section of the gopis searching and asking is over. Now their madness has reached such a peak that they're saying, I'm Krishna, I'm Krishna. And they start enacting Krishna's pastimes, beginning with his Bali Leela and Gokul, with Putana, killing a Putana, which happened when Krishna was 6 days old. So we'll continue a whole series of verses over the next few days about the gopis imitating Krishna's Leela, and we'll hear all the wonderful tikas of Jiva Goswami and Vishnu Chakravarti. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jaya.